In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the first place, I think it's fair to say our Lord is not in this parable giving a seminar on the ethics of investment. There is a deeper lesson of this parable. And firstly, it's good to understand the terms. And sometimes when we hear these parables in the Gospels, the terms are unfamiliar. We don't quite get the relation of them. When these three servants are each given 5 and 2 and 1 talent, well, that's even from this parable we draw the English term talent, meaning the gifts that we apply to the work of this world. But a talent in the Greco-Roman system was a coin of great value, either in silver or in gold. Even in silver, hundreds of days' wages. So these were given 2 years, a year's, a quarter's wages. And so when the master says, "You've been faithful in small things, now you'll be entrusted with greater." From the perspective of the servants who were entrusted with this talent, if somebody said, "Well, here's the next quarter's wages for you, or next year's salary, or the next 2 years' salary," most of us wouldn't see that as a small thing. And I think already there's some sense of the difference of perspective from where I stand and where the Lord stands. And that when that day comes and I'm called before Him and stand before Him, I will see very differently the things that I've held in this life and the things that have come to me. And maybe see very differently the things that I thought were of enormous importance, the things that meant everything. How dearly we hold what will fade tomorrow. How greatly we prize and treasure the security of this life that will crumble and turn to dust in the blink of an eye. How important are these things that in the eyes of God are just the small thing, that is the anticipation of something valuable beyond measure. And we hold it as though it's everything. And think then of taking them backwards, the last of these servants who's given the one talent. And he begins, and he sort of tips his hand in how he responds when the master returns. "I know you were a demanding person, harvesting where you didn't plant and gathering where you didn't scatter." He calls him a thief. To his mind, the wealth that's come to him is false. But he sees his master as jealous and begrudging of the goods that he gives. How often do we see God in the same way? That I have to hold my security, my pleasure, my satisfaction, my way, jealously against God. And I cannot entrust it to Him. It's the old lie of the garden. God didn't want you to have any enjoyment or any of the goodness of this world, said the serpent to Adam and Eve. I can only trust me. So I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Well, it begins in how he sees his master. And so many of us at least in some of our actions, serve a false god, whom we see as begrudging of my happiness, begrudging of my fulfillment, rather than the true means to it, rather than the true author of it. If this little thing that I hold, if I should trust it to God, he's got greater in store. That first. Secondly, what's the nature of, we might say, this economy in which we've been given some talent in this world to use? We see in this something of the law of the increase of grace, which Pope St. John Paul II said, called the law of love's increase. That as it is spent, it multiplies and grows. As it is hoarded and buried, it withers and dies. And thirdly, this, this way of trust that is essential to it. And ultimately, I think this parable, whatever it says of this life and how God's works either are multiplied in his service, sometimes beyond what I see, that I do not see the return necessarily, certainly not generally in the timeline that I would like. But that awareness, that attention, that what's given to me is given. First, I didn't come up with it. The talents that I have in this life, the blessings and gifts that I have, I may nurture, I may foster and develop and grow, but even the opportunity for that God has first given me, let alone the seed of it to start with, was his gift. There was never a time when I sat and pondered that I ought to come into being and be born. First, it was God's gift and God's call that he gave to me and entrusted to me. And this, I've said this before, I think this is, if we go back to now 50-some years ago, to the Second Vatican Council and the teaching on the Church of the World. And there's some parts of it that certainly read as very much caught in that moment of history and have their value and place there, and maybe not as enduring of value. And then there are some parts that 100 years from now we'll look back on and say, well, now there was an enduring insight. And I think of that, probably the most poignant thing that was said in terms of our place in the world is that each person is made for the authentic gift of self, and each person finds his or her full meaning in that gift of self, in spending themselves. And this is how the Christian defines that call to love and life in Christ Jesus, to spend what I have been given for the love of God and the good of my neighbor. That's the nature of the treasure we've been given. And when it comes to it, and in these last weeks of the year, we hear this sequence of teachings that point us towards the day of my own judgment, that I will stand before the Lord. And I think part of that judgment will be, do you trust me? Will you trust me with the gifts first that I have given? Let me bless them and multiply them. Will you trust me with your efforts and your labors in this world? Will you trust me with your relationships? With those whom I've called you to serve? Will you trust me with your faults and your failings? Let them be laid bare before me that my mercy will heal them. How many of us, I used to point over there, now I get to point over here, come to the confessional with the attitude of this servant of, I was afraid, so I buried it. This I can't put before God. Fearful not in a sense of wonder and awe, but a sense of shame and withdrawal. Do you trust me? I think that above all things, life is a risky venture. Grace is a challenging thing. But for the one who will take the treasure of this life, for the one who will take the measure we've been given and trust it in the service of the Lord and risk it in the works of his love, this small thing that you and I have been given may be changed, traded for, a treasure without end, and that full blessing of life in his presence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.